The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
Speaking of family drama, country singer Wynonna Judd is having a little bit of trouble with her daughter because she's currently behind bars on prostitution charges. So there were a couple of headlines that came out about this last week that I had seen and kind of skimmed over because it was kind of like just typical, she's not a child star, but like rebellious behavior that you might expect from somebody who has a famous family member.
How old is she?
She's 27 years old. So she's my age, and police said that she exposed her boobs and her lower body and then refused to comply or tell them what was going on when they tried to arrest her. But now she's facing additional charges for prostitution because she was holding up a sign that said, ride for a ride, basically saying she's willing to perform for a car ride somewhere. And she's all the reports are coming out and saying she didn't deny what she meant by ride for a ride. She actually doubled down and said, oh, it's perfectly legal to offer intimate relations in exchange for a lift. So now she's behind bars on $2,000 of bail money. And the New York Post says that she's actually calling her mom trying to get help from jail. And apparently her mom is not answering those calls.
Yikes.
Yeah, she's got a little bit of a long history for being a bit of a wild child. I think she had some meth issues and was in rehab. But she did say a very interesting thing, interesting in like a very bizarre way. She said that she thinks that she's cursed ever since her grandma actually took her own life in 2022. Oh, so clearly there's some big issues going on here.
Very superficial question. Just a little, it's not even lightening it up. Would you rather have your daughter busted for a crazy amount of drugs or prostitution?
Oh, I mean, that is splitting some hairs, man.
Give me the drugs. I take the drugs.
Yeah.
Save that. Most
I mean, it's like 51% drugs, 49% prostitution.
Just feel like there's more money to be made in drugs now.
You're looking at it from a financial standpoint.
Well, I mean, if you're gonna go to hell, like at least make your money, you know, while you're still here. But I mean, if you're on OnlyFans, that's maybe a different thing. Like if it was OnlyFans prostitution or drugs, then I'd probably say OnlyFans.
I'm going drugs.
Yeah,
drugs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's sad. Well, speaking of the country music world, Morgan Wallen, it just feels like he can really do no wrong when it comes to his fan base. So if you missed this story last week, he was at Eric Church's brand new bar in Nashville. It's called Chiefs. And he was six stories up, threw a 20-pound chair over the side of the railing. He's facing three felony charges, which would be like 15 years in prison. And now his number one song that he has with Eric Church called Man Made a Bar, like Eric did, because Eric did make a bar, it's now number one on the Billboard Country Airplay chart. So he is clearly really getting no punishment for this, unless he ends up going to prison, of course.
This is the second time, right? So first time that there was the big old fallout was when he was throwing around the N-word,
right?
And then his song skyrockets to number one immediately. And then now he does this. This song skyrockets to number one.
It's so messed up because, like, with women in music, you do, you look at a woman the wrong way. Like, maybe you have some beef with another pop star, and then everybody wants to cancel you, and nobody wants to listen to your music because you're not a girl's girl. And then somebody like Morgan Wallen says the N-word or almost kills somebody by throwing a chair off the side of the building, and all of a sudden you're getting rewarded for it.
Yeah, I don't know. I always wondered what the formula is. I don't know what it is, but it just seems like there are a few people who they can do everything wrong, and purposely it will make their career better every single time. And it's like, if they do good, you wouldn't like them as much. It's a weird thing.
Yeah, maybe that's the formula. Maybe that's why he continues to act out so that he can continue to get his check, which I guess is just really good marketing on his part. Okay, so last week we found out that the Golden Bachelor is ending his marriage after only 3 months. And it's sparking a little bit of debate amongst people who are big Bachelor fans, because apparently the rumors of why they're breaking up is because the woman that he married, her name is Teresa, she doesn't want to leave her family and her job in New Jersey, which is, you know, a very normal reason for any typical relationship, except for the fact that you got married. So you probably should have figured that out before.
Yeah, like that's a conversation you had prior to walking down an aisle.
Yes, but now people are wondering, when it comes to The Bachelor, should they do it regionally? Like, should you only do a big dating pool for people who live in like the same region? So like the Southeast or the West Coast or the East Coast? Like, do we now geofence people who are allowed to go on certain seasons?
No, I think if I'm in love, I'm open to moving wherever she is, if it's true love.
And I'm saying, since I televised the wedding, they need to televise the divorce proceedings. Right. I think it's only fair.
That's good TV.
It just seems so civil, though. Like, he went on Good Morning America and, like, listen, there's no beef. We just don't want to have to, like, uproot our lives, which, again, you should have had those conversations in the prenuptial agreement.
And he was asking her to move to Jersey or away from Jersey.
So she lives in Jersey. He lives in South Carolina. And she's like, I don't want to leave my job. And I'm like, girl, go get your man. Like, you got, like, maybe 20 years left. Like, you don't need to work.
If I'm living in New Jersey, give me a reason to leave. I'm moving to South Carolina for sure.
All right, Ryan Gosling is splitting SNL fans down the middle after his performance on the show over the weekend. Tell you why fans don't know if they loved it or hated it on your next E-Buzz and The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.